I think someone had got inspired by Nuclear Dawn, and the GLC had come out with an anti-nuclear policy, and someone had thought, well, maybe they might do some murals. There certainly was a meeting at County Hall of a load of people who were interested in funding murals. I know some nuns turned up with a design, and I was there. But it seemed to be a fairly incoherent meeting. I remember thinking, if I wrote a letter to all the politicians and senior bureaucrats involved, we might sort something out. So I wrote a linked letter to Tony Blair and a few others, and maybe the head of finance and maybe the director of community arts or this, that and the next thing. And before you could say Jack Robinson, we had 40,000 split between eight. Is that maybe? No. 40,000 split between five muralists or mural groups. And I got one, a lump of 8,000 quid. And then I set about finding a site for it, for the murals. However, I was trying to save the demolition of an awful lot of houses in Brixton through the Brixton Action Group. And I decided that we would stick a mural either end on rendered bits in a street where the council had already demolished part of. And I thought, well, this will show that we mean business to try and stop them. I gave a diversionary tactic, saying to the planners I wanted to paint a mural up Railton Road, and meanwhile just stuck up scaffolding on what was known as Dogshit Park, and proceeded to get two designs going, War and Peace.